Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 384. How are we all doing? I'm not in the chat yet, but I'm about to join to find out who's made it in first.
Johnny.
So exciting. Oh, is it Jonathan? Jonathan?
It's Jonathan.
Hello, Jonathan! Or, as I'm calling him, Rip Van Winkle. Poor Jonathan. You were so close. Oh, so close.
He wasn't.
He was. He says, look, I remember looking at the clock at midnight 15.
2 points behind. To not, you know.
No. He's not two points behind.
He's lost more than 2 points behind.
Jonathan has 2 points. And that was only because Kim introduced a new rule for 2021 for bank holidays. You were so close, Jonathan. Oh, it was agonising. Hello, Alex. And Jonathan is also claiming his place for After Hours next week. That'll probably disappear. YouTube's just bizarre. I don't know why it does that. Because a guy asked me a question about one of the sessions and I put the answer in. And the question disappeared. The answer was there. But do you know, Jonathan, we're going to have you claimed as a winner there. 13 minutes past five on Saturday. There you go. Excellent. I've got that all there. But Jonathan, look, you missed something. I can see this from your browser. I can. See at the bottom, just under Wolfie, there's no thumbs up. You weren't the first to thumbs it up unless you get back in quickly. Just saying. CQ Deb, CQ. Hello, Renee. And who else have we got? We've got Mark. Good morning, Mark. How is it where you are? That was a naughty thing, wasn't it, with Affinity Publisher? Yet another bug. My two bugs were fixed. I was happy. But then you found another one, and then I was less so. Oh, dear. They'll get there in the end. They will. Oh, right, so I've seen Jonathan's screenshot now. And have you noticed, Mike, the 384 came through really quickly again. You know when they did that last update of the server where we were down for like 10 days? Do you think it's actually done some good? No, I mustn't think like that. I mustn't. Hello, Kim, in a Zoom meeting for genealogy. Oh, I wonder if Tracy's with her. She was last time. So what have we all been doing and how's the weather? The weather's been alarmingly nice here. I don't like it. But I will say it's actually quite chilly, isn't it, if you open the window? Yeah. I made the mistake of thinking, I'll just go watch these couple of videos. While Mike took Lola out, I thought, I'll go watch these two videos in a prone position. Sitting up on the bed, I thought. We had the window open, it was freezing. So I ended up, I'll just put the quilt round myself. I need one of those, what were they called? Oggies. Oodle, whatever they were called.
Oggy.
The one with the hat on, that thing. I needed one of those. Actually, seriously contemplated that. I'm really peeved with Amazon today. Placed an order and it said, you know, next day delivery, which is today, which is fine. And I know they'll get it here because I know it's out for delivery. But they're quoting me 7:45 till 10 o'clock tonight. Now, look, I'm not used to service like this. When you say next day delivery, I mean before lunch, if it's all the same. What else did we do, Mike? Oh, we were busy trying to sort certain things out. And how did we get distracted by the bloke opposite? Who spotted him first?
You did.
I don't know how I would have seen him.
You just looked out the window.
I don't know why I looked out the window. I can imagine there was some noise or something. Anyway, there was a guy sat on the wall of the house opposite. Remember I said that we had very low walls here at the front? And when we moved in, Mum had the wall built a bit bigger. But people did kind of treat it as a seat. Because we're on a corner, it's like if they're waiting for their friends, they'll just sit on the wall. Well, Mum spotted them. And that wasn't happening anymore. So what she did was, she said, I'm going to put some bushes in. I thought, how's that going to dissuade them? You know, they'll just like push back into them. Oh no, not a pyracantha. Look up a pyracantha, Mike, and show him a picky. They are like razor blades on a tree. I know this because I have to cut the flaming things. Anyway, he must have had a look at our wall and decided against it, lest he be ripped to shreds. So he'd gone across to the neighbours and sat right in front of their bay window, which, you know, maybe if you're sitting there for 30 seconds, a minute or so, whatever. Oh, no, he must have been there about an hour. So I said, I don't know. I don't like the look of what he's doing. He was sat there with a big pair of Beats headphones on and kind of gesticulating and talking. He's either talking or singing. But if you can imagine how low this wall was, he actually looked like he was sat on the toilet. So I said, I'm going to have to put the CCTV on and watch this goon.
You want to toddle
it? And he sat there and sat there and sat there. And then all of a sudden jumped up like he'd been shot and disappeared. But we're being so careful because people are casing out houses to nick pets. Dogs have been going missing right and left during lockdown. But now the same's happening with cats. So what happened just up the road 2 days ago was a woman was out in her garden. And obviously you tend not to have cats on leads, let's be honest. She had her cat just in the front garden, doing what cats do, meandering around. And there was a guy walked up the road with a woman behind him. And the woman spotted the cat. So as the cat passed across the drive, the woman, bold as anything, walked up the drive, grabbed the cat by the scruff of the neck and started walking off with her. And this woman's like incredulous. So she heads off after him screaming, give me back my blank, blank, blank cat. And they did actually drop the cat and leg it. But this, you do have to be that careful. So there I am watching this guy, which is sat right opposite our house, and we have a beautiful dog. Of course you're concerned. The poor dog can't go out in the garden, even though we've got fences and gates all the way round. You're so worried because this is that happened about half a mile up the road, and that was a cat. I would have thought the cat would have legged it first, but no, they got hold of the cat. So it's dangerous out there at the moment. So I took a few pictures from the CCTV. Once he'd been there about 40 minutes, I said to Mike, I need you to go out and get a better picture. Because, you know, I've got a really good one where you can see where he is and the fact he's not doing anything, but close-up features, probably not. He said, how can I do that from the front door without the guy seeing me? So I pondered and I said, well, open the letterbox from the inside and take a picture out through the letterbox, obviously. This is what it's come to in lockdown. This is what it's come to. Anyway, he did disappear, but I didn't like the look of him at all. Mm. Oh, lamb chops and chips. Jonathan, don't you need a picky of that? Your lamb chops are gorgeous. Just love them. Well, what did we have? No, we didn't have lamb. Today we had a breakfast. So like bacon and eggs, etc. But we had it later. Because I said to Mike, I'll make a mushroom pizza. And I thought, mushroom pizza's lovely, Mike, but not on a Saturday, because I've got to keep talking till 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I'm going to need more sustenance than a mushroom, if it's okay with you. So I said, could we have a breakfast instead? So he did. He got all the stuff out of the freezer and he managed a marvellous breakfast. So yes, love that. Love that. So apart from Person Watch, who's a complete idiot, but I can highly recommend those Pyracantha. Yes, indeed, ouch. They are definitely dissuading people to come into your garden. But this wall where he was sat was the same garden that I think I mentioned a while back. That Mum had the wall made higher. She can only go up to a certain height, but she had it made up to a certain height just to dissuade people from kind of casually jumping over it, like striding over it. Because the house opposite, and she saw this happen, and Mum was old school, and the prospect of what I'm about to tell you, she was just mortified. Some guys on the way back to the pub obviously felt they weren't going to make it home to use the facilities. So one by one, they strode over this garden wall of the opposite neighbour and relieved themselves in the flower beds. Now, the thing was, this woman opposite had been quite nasty to Mum. In terms of, you know, oh, I don't like that and I don't like this. So everything you buy, she didn't like it. And that kind of got to Mum. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Anyway, she was about to tell this woman, what had gone on. And because this woman was on her hands and knees and she was actually manually weeding the beds. And Mum went, and decided against it. Is that bad by omission? I said, no, just leave. Because, you know, what could she say? If you're saying somebody's been weeing in your garden, what can the woman who owns the garden say while she's sat there knee deep in it? Not much. I said, just leave it. You know, it's none of our business. The fact that we inadvertently witnessed it. But that's why we have a higher wall and pyracantha. You know, if you're going to whip anything out, trust me, yeah, it's going to be in pieces when you put it back in. So I can honestly say that doesn't happen here. they use the one opposite. Isn't it shocking? How could you do? Would you do that if you were out? Even if you were diabolically desperate? I think you'd probably knock on the door. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, we have some fun here. Oh, lamb chops with Shari Lewis. I used to watch that. Oh, she had such a soft, gentle voice, didn't she? I remember that. When you think back now, though, you think, you know, was it wise to be sort of saying to children, lamb chops? But we did, and we didn't think twice about it. You know, watching the programme, thinking, oh, it's lovely. And the next minute saying to Mum, what's for dinner? And she says, lamb chops. And you just, okay. There was no kind of, I don't fancy that at the moment. Oh, I do remember that. Good grief. There's a blast from the past. Oh, and it was such a cute thing, wasn't it? Look at it. I've got a picky there. She actually looks a little bit like... Is that the same woman? I think it is. Yes, it is. She looks a little bit like Lucille Ball there. Oh, let me get that up. Lamb chops. You've reminded me now. It was like a sock, wasn't it? It's too cute. He's got feet that look like a judge's wig. Happy days. There we go. Brooklyn's Request Trio. Okay, let me get hold of that. Oh, Seasons in the Sun. That's caused a kick-off this week in the WhatsApp group. Kath loves it. I prefer the Nana Mouskouri version because I think she's got a fabulous voice. But then Stuart came in and said it's about somebody dying. And I thought, well, yeah, I had joy, I had fun, I had Seasons in the Sun. You know, you're reminiscing. But he thinks it's dour. So it kicked off. Oh, you've got to love them, haven't you? You do have to love them. Oh, December 63, that's a good one. That is a good one, liking that. Not heard of Winter in America. No, but I will take those and I will get those in the spreadsheet. If it's not in the spreadsheet, it doesn't happen. So I will put them in the spreadsheet. Now, it's always fascinating to see what Mike does with the spreadsheet every week. Last week, I went to the one that had the date on it and said, what was last week's? Party, anything goes. And it was blank. And I thought, oh, no, it's not nuked it again, has it? Which, you know, Google Sheets did that once. Anyway, I said, Mike, it's blank. And he had a ponder and he said, oh, that's me. I put it in the template because we have a template sheet as well. And I said, well, can you shift it? Right, I'm going to put these straight in here. So we've got tracks in there. I'll put them in and I'm reckoning you will be part of a Venn diagram. I'll know Winter in America when I hear it. Do you know that happens so often? That happens so often. It's like, no, I don't know this. Then they're like two bars in. Oh, I know this. Right. Seasons in the Sun. It's in. And that one is Terry Jacks. That's like my dentist. He's Jack, not Jacks. I'm pretty sure. Didn't we play that one last week, December 63? It was great. One of our party songs. There's brackets with it, isn't there? Oh, what a night. So let's get that in there. And the last one. Oh, that's clever, that. I see what you've done there. Four Seasons. Oh, very clever. Winter in America. I was thinking about winter and I came up with A Winter's Tale. I don't think I've heard of the artist, though, Doug Ashdown. Don't think so. But we'll find out, won't we? We will find out. I think I've got that right. There you go. All in. All in. I don't know what time they'll be played, but they will be played when Mike sorts his Venn diagrams out. And the Four Seasons. Right, all done. Thank you for that. Awesome. Right, so what else did we do? I thought you'd requested it, Kim. I thought you had. I remember it. It was good. It was in your trio. What else did we do after we got rid of that guy? Then another one came round. He looked a bit suspicious as well, but then I had to back down on that one. Guy walked round. He must have been 6'5". Very, very tall built. And he was dressed from head to toe in black. And he was actually black, except for his socks. On his socks, he had a white band round the middle. And on his chest, he had a white band round the shirt. So he stuck out like a sore thumb. He walked past the guy sat on the wall and I thought, are they colluding? Here I am, neighbourhood watch. No, they weren't. But the guy disappeared and I swear not 1 minute later came back the other way, which again looked highly suspicious. But he disappeared. About 20 minutes later, he came back again and he had a bag from the shops. So I said, stand down, girl. So I've turned off the outside cameras now because I'm driving myself insane. What can I say? What's the NERC conference? Is that a national something or other? Research? I don't know. Tell me. NERC. Well, it sounds like those NERF at the summer fair. Our first summer fair, I think, after Mum had died. We were at the church summer fair and one of the guys there, he's married with two kids and he is a doctor. I think he's a heart surgeon, actually. And the wife's a doctor. So money isn't an issue. So they had bought for their kids to play with a few years before a Nerf gun, which is like a plastic gun that fires like foam things. They got the whole set. They'd got all the targets. They'd got all the bullets, if you will, the bits of foam. The lot. So they decided they'd put a stall up and it'd be the Nerf stall. Anyway, it was doing really well. This was doing really well. It went down so well that the other church who had their summer fair the week after said, could you come and do it at ours? And it was literally something silly like 20 pence. So any kids could afford it. You know, some of the other things were a pound. Jonathan had a Nerf gun. They looked fun. So I had a go with them. And it wasn't bad, but you know, the following week, I'd already had a go and Mike had had a go and our second priest came along. This is the one who lives near Birmingham. And actually, whatever priest he's on the level of a bishop. It's all complicated. And his family are from here. So he comes back and he helps our priest out. So he'd come down to go to the fair, give him a bit of money. So he just bought a burger and it was one of these big burgers, you know, like two burgers tall and quite big on the bap. When the guy running the Nerf stall said, oh, you've got to have a go, Bernard. So Father B heads over with this burger in his hand. So he had the burger in his right hand and he's right handed. So we said, well, wait till you finish the burger. And he said, no, I'll give it a go. So he threw down some money for like two goes at it. And he picked up, the gun was loaded and he picked it up in his left hand. Boom, boom, boom. Absolute targets. On target every time. Bullseye. He was the only one who did it all day. And he had these sunglasses on as well. These dark sunglasses. So he had a burger in one hand, these dark sunglasses on. And he was shooting left-handed when he's actually right-handed. Well, we were rolling on the floor because he was a missionary priest. And he'd been out to all these countries where there's nothing but like army uprisings. And we reckoned he must have learnt to shoot out there. But he was fabulous. We actually caught it on video. No one could believe it. You know that kind of lazy shooting that you see in a Western where they just kind of flick the gun out and point and bang, bang, bang. Just like that it was. Never seen anything like it. Oh, great, great fun with the Nerf gun. I must admit, quite fancied a Nerf gun after that. The only problem with the Nerf gun, and this was a genuine problem, the guy who was running it had his wife and his two kids there. The kids at the time were about 14 and about 9, something like that. And they were all refilling the guns. So as soon as somebody had a go, you then had to refill it. But like I said, I think she was a kidney doctor and he was a heart surgeon and he actually operated. His hands were absolutely red raw from putting these things in. He had to stop in the end. He said, if you know, if I don't stop, I'm not going to be able to work next week. And being a heart surgeon. Just like Dirty Harry. Honestly, you should have seen it. If you, Father Bernard, is like about 5'4", quite rotund, and had a burger in his hand and dark glasses on. It was a wonder he could see which way to shoot. And to just see him do that was like, wow. And I said, maybe they taught them when they were out there. He was in the Philippines for a long time. And there was uprisings in countries around there. I'm telling them all about Father B when he did that bullseye manoeuvre. With his sunglasses on and his burger. Hello, babe, are you back in? Can you say hello to everybody?
Daddy needs the toilet.
Okay, come on, come in with me.
Daddy needs the toilet.
Come on.
Go on.
In you come.
Settly bear.
Over there you go. Good girl. Right, let's have a look here. The Oregon Open House. Ooh. Let's find out. Indentured servants to Virginia from the UK. They would steal kids off the street to help repopulate Jamestown. Some things never change, do they? That's what it feels like now as they're nicking pets. Unbelievable. The New England Regional Genealogy Consortium. Oh, wow. There's a mouthful. Awesome. And you go to the free events. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. That's why they're on. Where are you up to now? Oh, Daddy's moved and you want to be with Daddy? Not in the toilet, you don't. There's not room for two of you. I had to do that when Mayo was a pup. We went down to a beach soccer tournament and three of us were going in. Me, Mike, Mum and Dad, and Mayo, who was about 14 to 16 weeks old. Little baby he was. And we were going to take turns to sit outside for a day. So it was my turn to sit outside in the middle of Hyde Park. We'd done everything right. We knew where all the vets were. We had his little pet passport with us to get to the vets in case there was a problem. And then I wanted the toilet. So I thought, well, it's not a problem. He's only tiny. You know, how far wrong can he go? Finds these toilets. Never seen cubicles as tiny as these. I thought, I'm not going to get me in. Never mind the dog and his bag and the keys and everything else I had with me. So I managed to shimmy the two of us in there. Because I wasn't leaving him tied up outside. No way. And I thought, well, where am I going to put the lead? And he did have a fairly long lead. But the hook that was on the door was like right at the top of the door. So I just managed to put this hook on and the dog was on tiptoe. But we were in and out quite quickly. She wanted to join you.
Oh, well, I've been in the toilet.
Yes, I said that. But
you
didn't.
Been whittling.
It didn't stop Maya, did it? Mind you, Maya said once was enough. He never wanted to go in again.
Right.
Poor thing. Oh, Ancestry UK is having a free weekend until Monday. Does that mean you can like search for free? Or is it some kind of other open weekend? I don't think I've got that many relatives.
Ooh, that you want to know about anyway.
Well, that I want to know about.
I've been playing with chicken.
Chicken's a good relative to have. I put some songs in from Renee and I know that one of them, The Seasons in the Sun, is a Venn diagram.
Of everybody.
Of everybody. So I'll leave you with that, working out what to do with
that. I've got the first three in.
No, you haven't, Mike.
Haven't I?
No. What you've got is three artists.
Oh, yeah, I was in the middle of doing that. And then she woke up.
And you interrupted yourself, yes. Well, what Mike has put in as the artist is Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Well, which were you thinking of, Mike? Because Renee's picked one of those as well.
Which one?
December 63, Oh What a
I'll
Night.
I'll take that one then.
You can't take that one.
Why?
Because then you'd have to Venn diagram Seasons in the Sun. Oh, mind you could do.
Oh, it's his trio, isn't it?
It's his trio.
Right.
If you put it in at number three and then did Winter in America and then did Seasons in the Sun, you could Venn diagram the Seasons in the Sun with somebody else.
Yeah, true. Big Girls Don't Cry.
You could put that one in there. Whatever you like. I'll leave you to it, Mike. I will leave you to it, but your formatting's gone wrong somewhere.
Right, I'll deal with it. When I've done the washing up and the dog.
Oh.
I'll be finishing this bottle of wine at this rate.
Oh, Deb says you can search for free. And you have lots of relatives, even if you're an only child. The trouble is, I know I've got cousins. Because my dad had one sister and a fair few brothers. I've lost count of how many. Catholic family, you can imagine. There was definitely Dad and Bob and Joe. And I don't know if there was any more. So there must be at least three brothers, maybe more. Oh, one died, so there's another one.
No, Renee, you don't have to...
No, don't worry about it. No, we love the Venn diagrams.
Yeah. It makes it fun.
And I think they all had kids. So I probably got more cousins than I know about, haven't I? I wish you could see my face.
Loving the Jesus hour, says Lisa.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
That's not just anybody, though. It's Paul Baloche.
Yeah.
Paul Baloche is fabulous, and it's a live
album. It's not a real Jesus hour.
No, I can play a
Jesus hour if she wants one.
The baby Jesus music. Yeah. No, it's like rocky, poppy Christian music. It's fabulous. That's why I did it. I love that one. Oh, Kim says she should have done It's My Party last week. Well, we did that twice, didn't we, that one? I'm sure we'll have another party one soon.
Nobody knows where my
all the dead relatives, I wish I knew. That's the thing. Like, my Uncle Bob was fabulous, but he died 1992. And now I know he had children, and I know his children had children. Would they be my second cousins? I don't know. There must be hundreds of them, you're quite right, but I have absolutely zero interest. Must just be me. I just don't. I don't know, is that experience? Whenever a family member comes knocking on the door, they usually want something.
I might have seen your cousin.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
There's one that I know who lives nearby.
Well, I might have seen his car outside his old man's house.
Ooh. If he's actually visiting, there must be something wrong. No, seriously, we only ever heard from relatives when they wanted something from us. So I got kind of a bit like Pavlov's dogs. Oh, if Aunt so-and-so, Uncle so-and-so rings, they'll want something. And at the moment, you know, with like DNA and all this, I dread the knock on the door of I need a kidney. So I'm avoiding it. If you need a kidney, you're going to have to grow one. Let's put it like that. Handy, of course.
I grow a pair.
Yeah. Handy, of course, if I needed a kidney. Oh, no, I didn't think of it that way. You have to have interest to do all the research to learn about the relatives. No, Kim, honestly, no. I think I would have loved to have seen a picture of my grandmother on my dad's side. I couldn't tell you what my granddad looked like on my dad's side. I don't know if he's got any pictures at all. And my great grandmother on my mum's side, she said she was a wonderful woman, that she died quite young. Mum only sort of briefly remembers her. A couple of photographs of those would be nice to look at. But in terms of like the detail and finding like, oh, and there's another family member there. No, I think you do have to have a curiosity or a real interest in it. And no, you'll find me with my software tweaking and tweaking until I've got something that I can share with you guys. And then it's amazing. So that's what I do. That's what I do. Like that guy who said, where did I learn it all? I just sit there and play. And go through every option. What does that do? What does that do? But that's what I enjoy doing. Jonathan is sure someone will have requested Summer of 69. I think Frank did. But you are more than welcome to join in with Frank's request in his trio.
Actually, I'm going to change the Frankie Valli one to December 1963.
Which is at line 10 at the moment, Mike.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Oh, bless him. He's blind as a bat, isn't he, when I've done some work? Look at that.
Yeah, you see, and because you put Oh What a Night in, you didn't have to put the apostrophe at the beginning to have it treating it as a date.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hello, Pete. We're reminiscing about relatives. Are you into genealogy? Let us know. Now, see, Kim's got a relative from the Battle of Dunbar, 1650 in Scotland, sold into indenture, age of 14. And became a barkeeper in Boston. Wow, what a life.
I'll do what
you didn't think of people being quite that geographically movable in 1650. That's amazing. But I still... Alex, can cost a fortune being invited to a long relatives. A long-lost relative's children's wedding. Oh, and God had forgotten that. Pete, I'm with you.
I'm going for Sherry.
Whatever makes you happy, Mike. Because it's... Sort the formatting out before I lose my mind. It's not vertically aligned now.
Right.
Very demanding.
Is your OCD kicking in?
It is, Mike, so deal with it. I do remember a couple of family weddings. Yeah, they kicked it off as well. That's why I don't bother.
Should it be middle aligned?
Yeah.
Right.
So, no, I don't have the patience. I mean, Mike and Nina do it all the time, Chidge and Nina, and they're brilliant at it. They are brilliant. They actually told Mike all his history from Russia and Poland, but said that mine was incredibly boring and dull from round here. But what was funny, didn't we both have an Aunt Fanny?
I think we did.
Which amused Chidge no end. But yeah, I don't remember it all.
No, my grandmother's mother was called Fanny.
And I definitely had an Aunt Fanny. But there was something about they went missing at the assizes. So I said, well, leave it there, hey?
And I think... I think one of me grandmother's relatives was called Wolfie. So Wolfie, that's cool. Wolfie Fanny.
There's just no answer to that, is there?
What, me?
You. Oh, God. Oh, Kim had those weddings as well. But Deb says, maybe I've got a rally that was an inventor or interested in innovations, maybe a suffragette. Possibly. I honestly, as I heard it, the family originated in Ireland. That's as much as I know. My dad's family, I don't think my dad knew much about it at all, because his mum died. He doesn't even remember his mum. I think he was about three, something like that. She literally just dropped dead on the doorstep one day. And his dad couldn't cope. So they ended up kind of, he was orphaned in a way. As he told them all at the Apple store, didn't he? When they wanted to know his mother's maiden name, don't go there. They got his full life history. And I'm like, Dad, shut up. Please, Dad, shut up. Never again. You know, back in the day when it was fun to go to an Apple store and spend money, it was 2008 or 9, either late 2008 or very early 2009. And I know that because we were buying Dad an iPhone 3G. Mum did not want him spending that kind of money on a phone. I think back at the time it was... Wasn't it about £390? But there was a, you know, your monthly subscription of an obscene amount of money for it. And it worked out cheaper for him to get the iPhone. But for him to do that, Mum was like, it's got to be cost effective. And you don't spend £40 a month on calls. Well, the only thing was, when I cornered him outside of her hearing, I got it out of him. He was spending about £55 a month on calls. So I went in and I said to Mum, it would be more cost effective. And she said, dear God, how much is he spending on calls? And I said, look, I am not being the meat in the sandwich. I'm just telling you, it would be cheaper if he had an iPhone. So the grand day arrived and I was taking him out to the Apple store to acquire said iPhone. And the first thing we did was create an Apple ID for him at home on his computer. So there he is with his Apple ID all sorted, right? All we had to do was go into to the store. We hadn't, I don't think at that point, purchased anything on this Apple ID. We just literally created an Apple ID and put a credit card on the file. So we gets into the store to buy the phone and the card was blocked. Unusual transaction. And I do hate that when it's something big like a phone. No, I don't buy a new iPhone every week. You know, is there no artificial intelligence? It's artificial, but there's not much intelligence. You know, things that you do buy, like, you know, lettuce in Mike's case, they never question that, do they? But, you know, if it's a phone, we didn't buy one last week, but you did buy a lettuce last week. And they do that all the time. So I'm trying to ring them on the phone. And it was something like it was a, somehow the Apple people got involved. So we were stood at the Genius Bar. There was a phone at the Genius Bar, a landline, and we were using their landline to talk to the bank because Apple had tried talking to them and they were getting nowhere. So we had to talk to them. But the thing was, you can imagine the noise in an Apple store. And Dad was partially deaf. So he's trying to listen to them on the phone. He can't hear a thing. So I said, give it to me. So I explained, you know, talk to me. Oh, no, we got to talk to him. I said, he's deaf. That really threw them, like, oh. I said, look, you tell me, I'll tell him, and then he can tell you. So I'm relaying the questions, and one was, what was your mother's maiden name? Well, he started. I wish you could have seen the lads behind the Genius Bar. My eyes are rolling fit to bust. We must have been in there about 3 hours. And Dad was panicking at this stage. He wasn't going to get his iPhone. I mean, he might have been a grown man in his 60s, but he still wanted an iPhone. In fact, he must have been nearly 70 then, wasn't he? 2008. Yeah, 72 he would have been. But he wanted his iPhone. And I said, look, we won't leave until we've got one. But I thought we could be here till it's dark, the way it was going. Why is it every time I want to buy something, the credit card company or the bank have a complete fit? I once had to spend, that was Huddersfield, wasn't it? I once had to spend 5 hours in Huddersfield waiting for the bank to sort their banking out before I could use my credit card. While the laptop I was trying to buy was tantalisingly about 3 foot in front of me and I couldn't touch it. I thought, I will kill the bank if this carries on. The bank never did sort themselves out. It was a fault at their end on their verification servers. So what I had to do in desperation, I checked my schedule and I waited until he wasn't training and I rang him and gave him the sad sorry tale of being stuck in Huddersfield with mum and the dog and two dead credit cards. And could he sort it out? I needed some credit on a different credit card. We actually had the time for that conversation to take the dog for a walk, to take mum for a cup of coffee, to argue the toss with the NatWest 15 times and return while Mike sorted out credit at another credit card company. So he got onto another credit card company, explained the situation and said, you know, can you just put an extra $2,000 here so she can buy this laptop or my life isn't going to be worth living. So I went back into the shop and I said, right, third time lucky, here's another card. And that one went clean through. But honestly, every time you try and buy something, there's an issue. So, yeah, don't ever ask about the family. I now know my dad's mum's maiden name. And it's like, really? I will recover eventually when I've had, you know, suitable time and therapy and things like that. Oh, good grief. Elon Musk is implanting chips into pig brains. Oh, good grief. Do you know what would actually probably serve the planet better, Kim? If somebody had the wit to plant a pig brain into Elon Musk, that would probably work better. We should get Elaine a DNA's test kit to see if she's related to any of us. Fourth or fifth cousin. Highly doubtful, you know, highly doubtful. I'd be scared. I'd be scared with a DNA kit. Good grief, what would I find out? Oh, no, no. Oh, there's lots of songs coming in here. In the Summertime, that's a classic. I love that one. I love the fact he's called Mungo Jerry as well. That's a cool name, that. Are you catching all of these, Mike?
I will do.
If I want a good instrumental track, then Dave's Gone Skiing by Toto is a really good one. Right, I will have a look at that. Wonder if there's a spring song. There must be a spring song. Like Spring Affair.
There's loads of spring songs. Bruce Springsteen, what's its request?
Oh, yeah, anything by Bruce Springsteen. And we know how Frank loves the Boss.
Yeah, well, he's put some in, hasn't he?
Wasn't it Spring Spring into Summer or something?
Don't know. Those two from Ellen were the same, I think.
There was an extra one. She added one at the bottom. Spring Rainstorm. There you go. Oh, I've got one, Mike. Oh, I've got one.
Stick it in, don't tell me.
I've just thought of one, but this is for me. Everybody should know. You should know this. Oh, yes, I'm definitely going to have that. I'm going to have that, Mike. Let's just say Wales. Summertime. No? You find cousins, health testing is a separate cost. Oh, good grief. I definitely don't want that. I don't want to know.
The alarm.
The alarm. Rain in the summertime.
I'll stick it in.
They've released another album, you know, already this year.
Oh.
It's called War, which is a bit weird because you two had one called War.
I was going to say.
Yeah, there's no summer or winter on it, though. There's only a war on it. There's Brighter Than the Sun. Isn't that a Colby Cole one? Brighter Than the Sun. I can't think it's the same song, not from The Alarm. But you never know. You can tell you've been doing this a while, hey, Kim, when I can remember the names of the songs that I'd never heard of before. I'm loving this. There's one called Armageddon in the Morning. Now, see, that's much more the alarm. Much more the alarm. There's a live one there. Oh, see, yay, Kim. I'm dancing now. I'm doing me dancing in the chair bit because I got that right. You've got a friend. I think we have got that in, have we not, Mike?
Yeah, triple points for that.
I'm seeing this spreadsheet fill before me. And I mustn't forget the one that's further down later. It's a special song that we're playing for Ellen for a special reason. I guess I should put the reason in, shouldn't I? We did do this last year and it was such a blast. So we're going to do it again. So I'll put that in.
But can tomorrow, you put the artist in whilst you're there?
Wasn't it Brendan Shine?
I think it was.
Well, you know, if it's not, I'll find it. Did I mention what I did last night? I think I did. Updating that software 1 minute before I went live. Paul in the hire would have me taken out and shot and then committed. But I did it. And guess what? Oh, it's much better. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. I was
very
happy.
Anyway, Frank and Tony will be happy tonight.
Did City win?
City won 2-0.
Oh, excellent.
Right, that's Ellen's.
Everybody's is being put in. I can see the playlist filling out as we go.
I was going to say that's my mother's, but not requests. I'm just going through emails.
No, your mother wouldn't be requesting something because she doesn't know.
I dealt with my mother this morning.
Oh, Forever Autumn. That's a beautiful one, isn't it? At War of the Worlds. Renee.
Oh, Ellen's just said that. So, well, that was Ellen's other one.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'll get Renee in next to it as well. Oh, you've not put it in yet.
I have. Road 23. Oh, no.
No, that's Autumn in New York, Mike. Even I can see that is Autumn in New York.
What was Renee's?
This is classic. Forever Autumn, Mike. War of the Worlds. Okay. Justin Hayward. Do you know, I've been doing this by request that long. I think now I am just about honed for pop quiz. Pop Master. I think I should do a Pop Master. I haven't heard Pop Master in weeks, you know.
Hayward's on Pop Master.
Oh, Lola, what are you doing there?
Go and settle your bear. Good
get
girl.
Behind me. I didn't even know you were behind
good
me.
Good girl.
Oh, Jonathan says you're rather pretty at the Etihad tonight. The sunset reflecting off the roof. Picky, Jonathan. Picky. Are you settled now?
Come on, you've had your play.
She's had everything today.
You've
She's been
giddy.
You've
had your food, you've had your dinner, you've had your walk.
Jonathan's got a lovely view from his
window.
Her
ears pricked up when I said that.
Yeah, don't use the W word. Not in anger unless you intend to leave the premises. I told them all about our weird person sat on the wall as well. That we monitored all day and then he wandered off. This is what it's like here. We need somewhere quiet like Pete, you know. That's what we... Oh, mind you, internet woes. Oh, it's a tough call at the moment. Tough call. Oh, and then, you know this global pandemic, 2 metres, not going out, no more than 6 people meeting up, that. A coach pulled up. It was possibly the biggest coach I have ever seen. It rivaled the United team bus, which carries about 60. Double-decker thing, pulled up and dropped one person off and then carried on. And I'm just incredulous, thinking, where's this person come from? And why are they on a coach with 60 others, with no social distancing?
Was it Johnny that said someone was 69? It was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I'll play that at number 5.
Ooh, early doors, Jonathan. Early doors.
Because Frank requested part of a trio.
Do I know the first one, the Aztec one?
Walk out to winter. Do, do, do,
no,
do.
Never heard of it, Mike. Never heard of it. But don't forget to put Rain in the Summertime in for me. Otherwise, it won't get played. Right, where are you
going?
Summer of 69. Oh, need to have that in there.
Adams. Ooh.
Oh, are you going to bop to that?
Frank.
And it's
Johnny.
The 4th of April, isn't it? Oh, how do you get to be April?
Johnny, remember
Do you know,
me.
I swear, it was Christmas Eve 5 minutes ago and we had the red posters in After Hours. And it was like, it'll all be sorted next year. And here we are, March, April, and it's pretty much the same.
I'm surprised Frank didn't pick a Dusty Springfield one.
Oh, nicely done. We need to play one of those early and say, you know, why didn't you think of one?
In fact, girls in their summer clothes by the boss, that's a double header. He didn't realise that.
No, I don't think he did, did he? Ah, well, we'll put next to it, double header.
Yeah.
I've got the first one in. I'm winning here. Oh, you've put the Bluebells.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Julie Cruise.
Is it the same song?
No. Oh. But that's not the point. That's not the point.
Who's Julie Cruise?
Mike Falling, Julie Cruise, Twin Peaks.
Oh, related to Tom?
No. Not that I'm aware of. Maybe he hasn't done his DNA stuff. Maybe if he had, he'd know.
Oh. I nearly put the boss then. Like I nearly said, Biggles on a training course.
We've all done that, haven't we? Who has publicly referred to Big Sir as Biggles with an uninitiated non-Mac biter? Oh, Scrubs. You recommended that, and I only ever saw an advert for it. I need to keep my eye out on that. Scrubs, ER, and cardiac arrest. What happened with Series 8? Did they jump the shark, Pete? Did it all go wrong, Season 8? Which was the season George Clooney left? Didn't he do one where there was a kid or something stuck beyond a grate? And it was the night of the great storm, and he was up to his armpits, and the entire episode was like him being a hero. I don't know what season that was. I did see cardiac arrest. It was hysterical. It was so dark. I'll never forget the bit in that one where, what was his name? Do you remember the older guy? He used to be in another comedy. Oh, it was the guy from Waiting for God, wasn't it? Was that the right guy? He was in another comedy that was set at a university. And in cardiac arrest, they'd catheterised somebody and there was some liquid involved. But this liquid, it looked like what it was supposed to look like, but it looked like very pale orange juice. And he did no more than drank it. And they were like, oh! And he knew it was orange juice and they didn't. They'd used it instead of something else for something. It was just so funny. Funniest thing ever. I did love that one. Do you know, we should watch that again. I think that one is one that would age well. Some of them don't age well. Do you know one I remember? I didn't watch this, but it was on. My mum used to watch the 1 o'clock news on ITV. I'll just see if Mike ever watched that. Do you remember the green typing fingers?
No.
Clearly Mike was watching Pebble Mill.
No.
There was the 1 o'clock news on ITV on Granada, and it would come on, and you know, I could hear in my head the music right now. But the news music is made in such a way that you can't actually like hum it.
Yeah.
But it had these typing fingers across a keyboard and they were green.
Oh.
And it was fascinating to us because we'd only just got a colour TV. And for like 3 years, we'd been watching these fingers type and assuming they were human colour and they weren't, they were green. Mum said, I think the telly's on the blink. But it turned out they were supposed to be green. I wonder if it's on YouTube. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Somebody might have a videotape from the year dot and it might be on there. Oh, I watched The Good Doctor as well. I've seen the first two series. I think it's series 4 out because I need to binge watch that because it comes on and then it disappears. Right, let's try ITV. News at 1, 1970. Let's pick a year 3. No. Oh, hang on, 1981. There you go. Unbelievable. Still using it in 1981. And they've got Big Ben just as green. And there's the typing fingers. Oh, you couldn't make this up. God, I love YouTube. It doesn't matter what you're after. You'll find it on YouTube. And even funnier, if you watch to the 11 or 12 second mark, pictures used to come across the top of the green fingers. And they've just put some pictures up and there's somebody filling a car. And then you've got three politicians. All of you will get one. In fact, all of you will probably get two. But I wonder how many of you will get the guy in the glasses. Let me put this link in. Just have a swift look at that video. Green typing fingers. And you thought I was joking. That was the news on the 28th of July, 1981. Who can name the guy in the glasses? In fact, if you can name any of the politicians, fair play to you. But the guy in the glasses in particular. Long gone, I think. Oh, four politicians. There you go. There's four politicians there, one of them looking remarkably youthful. That looks like something to do with Europe, looks like Strasbourg. That looks like the price of something. Then there's a justice case. But there's four politicians, three gentlemen and a lady. Who can name any of those? I'm assuming you can name all of them, Mike. That just shows you how old we are, doesn't it? Not happy with that now. The Good Doctor is fantastic. I was a bit, when I started watching it, I thought, is this going to be uncomfortable? But Freddie, is it High something? Freddie High?
Oh, do you remember the Green Fingers?
I knew you'd remember the Green Fingers.
Yeah.
Kim only knows Ronnie and Maggie. I'm not surprised. The other two are easily forgotten. The other two are British. So have we got anyone in the UK who knows either of the other two? What are you up to? That's better. Yeah. Right. Just think, Ronald Reagan had been president for a year. Is it a year? Margaret Thatcher for two. Oh, well done, Alex. That is Michael Foot in the middle at the bottom. He was a Labour Party leader at the time, wasn't he?
He was.
Another one that they got rid of. Totally unelectable. Think Corbyn, but worse. And the other one on the other side, we should know him because he was actually... Is he still in the House of Lords? I think they moved him to the House of Lords. It all got a bit messy. The child abuse thing got him. It wasn't actually him doing it, but there was allegations that he covered it up. That might help you. Exactly, Alex, the Liberal guy. David Steele.
Michael Foot lived in the same building as my dad.
Did your dad recover? Can't see your dad being that keen on Michael Foot.
No.
Mind you, can't see your dad being that keen on Margaret Thatcher.
In Liverpool.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I did not know that. There you go. You learn something every day. So, but it was the green typing fingers that we were talking about. I can't believe they were still using that in 1981. Look at the set. Oh, and look at the age of what's-his-face. Peter Sissons actually introducing it. Unbelievable. Who's the woman? What's the top story? Toxteth riots. There you go. I knew there'd been some trouble. That's classic. I'm going to have to listen to that later. Listen to the music. Can't believe I found that. Unbelievable. Right, so we've got 8 minutes, I presume.
Yeah.
Right, Pete says Green died, went downhill after that. When one guy was hit by a helicopter the second time, couldn't take it seriously. I remember that episode. I do. I distinctly remember that one, Pete. Oh, what was the character called? The first time he got hit by it, didn't it take his arm off? And I remember thinking, how on earth has it done that? And then I had to go back and have a watch of how that had happened. And it was the smaller blade at the back, wasn't it? And then the second time he totally vanished. And it turned out that the helicopter had gone off the roof and it had landed on top of it. Yeah, I take your point. You're quite right, Pete. It did go all a bit weird at that point. Oh, it's not expected, is it? Do you want to get a... Oh, it'll be my delivery, idiots. Do you know, I actually sit here when I hear people hammering at the door and I'm like, read the bleep, bleep, bleep. The sign that says, you know, leave it where it was. Right, let's have a look. Office window. God almighty. Yes, Mike, the gate's closed. And there's a van opposite with it with its reverse lights on, which means my toys have arrived 10 minutes after they said they would. So fair enough. Excellent. Now, ER. When did I see it? I think I saw the whole thing. I did carry on watching it. But you did manage to save someone's life using something you saw on ER. After you'd run out of ideas. That's when it happens, isn't it? I think I probably saw them all. But there were certain, for me, it wasn't like an entire series. It was like a storyline that I would loathe. And they like pushed this storyline for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yes, it was.
I thought it was. The van's over there.
Look. No, that's a different van.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
That was driving away as the guy was knocking. So he was in two places at once.
But you know, living here is like the twilight zone.
Good girl.
Rocket Romano, that was the one. That was the one. Oh, and who was the woman that was in charge? And everybody loathed her. My favourite character reminded me of Anton Mayer. Only it was before Anton Mayer's day. Benton. I love that. There's always somebody in these series that's like totally aloof, totally uber professional, but completely untouchable. And in ER, I thought it was Benton. What was the other one? Ensis. It's Gibbs. There's always that kind of character. And I do love that kind of character. But there was another one, a woman, and she was always on a stick. She had a crutch of some description. Can't remember her name either. But I must admit, Romano was not somebody you were supposed to like, was he? But he was just so up himself, you couldn't help but laugh at him. you always thought the chief woman had a brilliant limp. Yeah, I never knew whether that was a permanent thing that she had personally or whether it was put on for the show. I didn't like the character at first, but I warmed to her. Didn't she end up in a lesbian relationship having a baby? And somebody lost a baby and then they ended up with one. And then there was the issue of shared parental duties, etc., if one died, and it was a minefield. And I thought that was very nicely done. Because it's a minefield over here as well. I was actually learning about Australia the other day. You don't actually have to be married in Australia to have, like, relationship rights, which you do here. There's no such thing as a common law marriage going on for however many years. That doesn't happen at all. Oh, Nurse Jackie, not seeing that one. It was just for the show. I did not know that. But I thought she was great. I warmed to her as it went on. Now she's drying a paw because I spilt water. Anyway, she's all right with it. Right, I've got the first two in my... no, I've not. I've only got the first one. You've not changed the first two, have you? No. So I'll put the second one in. It's telling me that's already there. Which means I'm missing something else from somewhere, doesn't it? So I need to find the spreadsheet. There's the spreadsheet. You've been signed out. Honestly, why does it do this to me as soon as I've got a show? Doesn't matter if it's by request on a Friday. Whatever it is, I can guarantee you that it will sign me out. And it signed me out. Crying out loud. Right, let's start again, shall we? No, I do not want you to save that. I want you to log me in so I can see it. Thank you. Where we were to start with. Yeah, I added that Aztec one. And it's deleted it. Oh, we're going to have one of those nights, by the look of it, where I add two songs and then play them in the wrong order. Mike has to update the spreadsheet and then says I'm playing with his mind. There's common law in Canada. Ah, did not know that. Oh, there's Johnny's dinner. Let's have a look. It's going to look beautiful. It's gherkins. I know Simon's not here, but, you know, Saturday, gherkins. Right, let's go to there. There's gherkins. My life is complete, Jonathan. Oh, and I'm liking that coleslaw as well. That looks gorgeous. Do you know, I could quite go some chips now, Mike, but for the fact that I'm stuffed, which is good, because then I'm not nibbling anything, am I? Gherkins for the win. Right, have we got everybody's songs out of this chat, or are you still mining it?
We will do.
Mike's still mining it, so don't panic if he's not played first. Johnny's is at number four. And I haven't put that in there, but I will. Renee's coming up after Frank. Is he sharing one with Frank or not? No, he's not, is he? I thought you're putting Seasons in the Sun, Terry Jacks, below.
There's half a dozen people requested that.
Are we playing it half a dozen times or are they sharing?
Well, I don't know. Yet.
We might have to play it again later, put it like that. You forgot to buy gherkins. Good grief, Jonathan. How did this happen? I'm with Kim. How did you forget? One and a half minutes. We need a gherkin song. That's a good point, Kim. I do need to find a gherkin song. Surely there's songs about gherkins. There is. Bad Manners. Bad Manners did a song about gherkins. In fact, they also did a song called The March of the Gherkins. Oh, I'm going to have to research this some more, aren't I? Right, OK then, we will do an out on here and then we will do an in on the other. And hopefully this week it'll be nice and smooth. But you know what? It very seldom is nice and smooth. Last 3 weeks, not nice and smooth. Think Jonathan the first time he joined us. A by request theme, fruit and veg. We did fruit, we've not done veg. But if you've got gherkins, is that a vegetable? We could do that, couldn't we? Okay, for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.